listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We start on Straight Outta Vegas with the Final Four, which gets going tomorrow in Minneapolis. And we're going to start with the first game, the lone number one seed left in the NCAA tournament. It's Virginia against the 5-seed Auburn. This is a 6:09 p.m. Eastern time tip-off. So, RJ, what does Vegas make of the first matchup with the Cavaliers and the Auburn Tigers?
Yeah, if you listen to Vegas radio, you hear a lot of rundown shows. What does that mean? They get the schedule. They start at the first game. That's the first topic. Then it's the second game. And then you hear the famous, next up, Townsend State hosting Indiana State. And your eyes start to glaze over. But when the games are this big, we get to pull back the curtain and dig in. How does a Brad Powers think about these games? And that's what we're going to do with both of them. Let's start, though. Auburn, Virginia, first game chronologically. Brad, your power ratings. That starts everything. How good are these teams in a vacuum? What should this line be power rating-wise? By the way, it does take into account injury. So given the current state of these teams, what should the line be if there were no other factors but how good they are intrinsically?
I have Virginia by 5.5 in my power ratings right now, RJ.
Okay, and what's the current line?
5.5 or 6. It's kind of split down the middle.
Listen, you might be listening out there, coast to coast, thinking, well, that's a bad thing. That means there's going to be no picks. No, that means, okay, the power ratings are the same or lined up with the spread. That allows us now to look at situations, trends, matchups, etc. So let's start with Virginia. To me, I'm thinking Virginia is the only number one seed ever to lose last year. They were losing this season in round one against the number 16.
At halftime.
Imagine that. What a story that would have been. All the parlay tweets out there. If you would have, I already had one queued up. I did actually. I actually had someone, had one of our admin look up last year's money line just to make sure I was ready. All right. But here's what we know. Virginia is like a San Antonio in the NBA, which means they usually have very few downturns during the regular season, meaning they play up to potential almost always, which means, one, the coach is great. They've got great character players. But it also means there's not much room above. They don't have that high ceiling. Think about LeBron's Cavs last year. That's the opposite example. They ebbed, they flowed. Golden State this year, highs, lows. You're wondering all the time, are they going to try tonight? You don't have to wonder about that with Virginia. But what ends up happening with teams like that, they tend to underperform in the tournament. Why? Because you look at their whole season and you think, oh my gosh, they haven't lost to anyone except Duke. And then it's like, well, it's because they never have a down night. They never lose motivation. But no one's going to lose motivation in the tournament. So now these other teams might not look as good statistically, but when they're playing their best game, they might be better than Virginia, even though Virginia looks better during the regular season. That's why, would you agree, Brad, consistently Virginia has done better in the regular season than they have in the postseason?
Absolutely, that is the case, RJ. And since 2013, if you're just blindly betting teams against the spread every game, Virginia's in the top two in the country against the number. They have covered Virginia more than 60% of their games if you blindly played them the last 6 years.
And most of those games in the regular season, yep, which is a sign of that consistency. Now, we're not, hey, character-wise, fan-wise, nothing wrong with it. But the question is, have we seen their ceiling the whole year? So this year, they've reached the Final Four. That's much better than last year. Is there some reason this team's different, that they do have a higher ceiling, Virginia?
Offensively, this is the best Virginia we've seen in the last 6 years. All the metrics say it. Specifically from behind the arc, all year long, Virginia, top five in the country as a three-point shooting team. However, RJ, you know.
All right, so let's think about that. So what you're saying is, entering the tournament, if I would have asked you that question, you would have said, I think Virginia has a higher ceiling than usual this year's team because they shoot three so well.
Exactly.
But, and you gave me this stat before, if you look at their loss in the ACC semis, then game one, two, and three of the tournament, so those four games, Virginia has shot
27% from three-point range. That would rank dead last in the entire country for a full season average.
All right, so now all of a sudden a team that's pretty good shooting threes doesn't shoot threes the last four games, not counting the Purdue game, which they shot okay.
Yep.
So then there's two ways to look at it. One way is to say, wow, Virginia's so good. We got 30-plus games, them shooting really well. We got a handful of games, them not shooting well from long distance. I trust 30 games over the handful. Thus, the fact they made it to Final Four without shooting well from three means they're even better than we thought, and I expect them to get back to their normal average. That's one. That's A. Or B is, when you got such a high-intensity coach, sometimes those teams get tight in the biggest games, and the three problem in the last four or five games or so has been about nerves, and oh my gosh, you're going to get more of that during the Final Four. And which of those two do you subscribe to?
The latter, RJ. The eye test says this Virginia team looks like they've been playing tight and with those nerves.
What do you think, Fez?
I agree with Brad, and it's not just the nerves that concerns me. It's just the athleticism of Virginia. You look at their last two games. They get a 12 seed in Oregon, and of course they have to play Purdue. The eye test said both Oregon and Purdue seemingly had the better athletes on the court than the one seed Virginia.
Well, listen, you by your estimate, at Virginia's low point against Purdue last game, they had about a 15% chance to win.
Yes, big long shot for Virginia to even make the Final Four at that point.
So, Brad, you have the college knowledge. You do the power ratings that are most respected when it comes to Vegas numbers in the colleges. How much have you upgraded Virginia? They've won four games. They've made a Final Four. How much have you upgraded?
I haven't, RJ. I've downgraded Virginia, believe it or not.
What?
Hey, now.
You're saying Virginia wins four games and you think they're worse today than you did entering the tournament?
I do, actually.
How? How can you say that?
Because you can make a strong case that Virginia should be 0-4 against the spread in those four games. That's expectation. They should be 0-4, barely covered against Oklahoma in a home run spot for Virginia. I mean, the Purdue game, if you believe the win probabilities out there, forget covering. They were only 15% chance to win the game straight up.
Yeah, which is what we were saying. Yeah,
and they covered minus four and a half.
Yeah. Okay, so what you're saying is that though they've won four games, they've fallen far short of expectation.
They have, Virginia.
Okay. All right, now let's look at Auburn. I mean, we've said this for a couple days, so I'm going to say it succinctly for you. But I think this is a heck of a theory. Which team doesn't the NCAA want to be their champion? Because their champion is going to get the most attention in the offseason. Well, maybe, possibly, it's the team under federal indictment. I'm not sure about that. So we'll say allegedly or supposedly or somewhat. But a lot of heat from the feds. As they say in Fezzik's circle, you know, he runs with some shady characters. Do they say heat from the Fez? How do they say from the Fuzz, the Feds? How do they say
the Feds?
The Feds are. Remember, Junior Soprano goes, "The Feds are up my butt." He goes, "So much I can taste Brill cream or something." So a lot of let's just say this: a lot of federal scrutiny right now. Now, you might say, RJ, come on, what's the NCAA really care? If we were before the tournament, I could totally see being skeptical of this. But let's think about it. What would happen if they didn't want Auburn to do well? They would be underseeded. They'd be poor. They'd be seeded worse than you'd expect. What was the expectation for Auburn's seed?
At worst, a four seed.
The thought was a three, maybe a four for sure.
Yeah, Auburn just won the SEC tournament. Up arrow, big time. Three or four seed at worst.
And they were a five seed.
They were, Auburn.
Then you would think, okay, five seed, but would they necessarily have a tough road to get to this Final Four? This might be the most pedigreed road I've ever heard in my life. Last three wins over...
over Kentucky, we're starting Elite Eight. Kentucky, North Carolina, and Kansas. The three most blue-blooded programs along with Duke in the entire country.
So they're saying, it's murderer's row, baby. And somehow they've won one and one. So it's one thing to think, oh, you could see some motivation for the NCAA to make it tough on Auburn. But boy, oh boy, it looks like they were poorly seeded and gave a murderer's row. Fez, if her smoke, what do you think? I mean, would you pause betting Auburn because it seems like the NCAA is against them?
Oh, absolutely. I think that the refs are human beings. In the back of their mind, they're thinking to themselves, you know what? The last thing I want to do is make a bad call in favor of the team Auburn that the NCAA does not want to win the title.
And really, effectively, that's what we're talking about are the refs, right? That's the way they could hurt them here.
Yes.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Guys, the second of the two Final Four games on Saturday night will see Michigan State and Texas Tech from Minneapolis. And right now on pregame.com, Michigan State is a 2.5-point favorite.
You know, I hate when there's a old wise tale that we disprove because then I can't talk about it anymore. So, Brad, if we were doing before our recent research and talking about this game, what would you have led with?
Experience factor. Are you kidding me, RJ? Tom Izzo, this is his eighth Final Four as a head coach.
Actually, you know what we can do?
Yeah.
We've got a guest to do that take. We'll have Haystack Hank give the take we would have given. Because Haystack doesn't have the internet, so he won't get this research.
Go. Are you kidding me, Tom? Every time I turn around, I wake up from my nap on the hay bale each and every day. I seem to recall in April, Tom Izzo seems to be in the Final Four all the time. These other guys, Chris Beard, I don't know who that is. Tony Bennett, I thought he was a singer, San Francisco. My Love or something like that. I thought that was a singer. And this guy, Bruce Pearl, I thought he was that ESPN guy a couple years ago. Tom Izzo? Give me Tom Izzo. All the Final Four? Lay it with Sparty here.
You know, Haystack started slow that time, but he came on. It was all right. So that would have been the take, right? Well, pregame.com research. Mackie headed this one up. This is pretty amazing. We created four categories of coaches since 2009. When it comes to experience in the Final Four. Category one, zero games. So in this case, we have three coaches, as Haystack mentioned, zero Final Four games. Category two, one or two games. You've been there, but not much. Category three, 3-9. So these are like experience. Izzo falls in. Then you've got the monsters, 10 or more games in the Final Four. You know, Roy Williams,
Coach K,
there's only a handful.
Yep.
Now, you would think, oh, well, those experienced coaches would do so much better. Check this out. In the semifinals, so that's what Saturday's games are, category one, the least experienced, 6-4-1 against the spread. Category two, 4-3 against the spread. So if you add up the two least experienced groups, 10-7-1, against the spread. Category three, more experience, 3-3 against the spread. Category four, 6-9-1. So if you take the two least experienced categories, 10-7-1, the two most experienced, 9-12-1. So one is three games above 500, the other is three games below 500, the experience category. How could that be? I'll tell you how. If you have a whole week leading up to these games and one coach has a ton of experience, Izzo, and another coach, the opposing coach, has little to no experience, That's a big conversation. That's what Haystack leads with. That's what Haystack's betting off of. I think this is built into the number, typically, if not a premium for experience. Fez, now the sample size isn't huge, but boy, oh boy, it's hard to make the case with these numbers that, oh, you got to go with the experience.
Yeah, it really is. And I think it just comes down to a point spread tax that you've got these teams that the public recognizes that they see in that Final Four.
And those
again
coaches
and again
that they recognize from the press conferences, et cetera.
So Duke, instead of being -5, becomes -6.5 because of that circumstance.
So, Brad, in this game, the spread in your power rankings, though, are pretty lined up.
They are. I have Michigan State a little bit more than 2, like 2.1, 2.2-ish, RJ.
So, and the line right now?
Michigan State, 2.5-point favorite.
Okay, so could this be that Chris Beard is getting so much attention? Just got AP Coach of the Year, if I saw correctly, right?
Yep.
That maybe the sense is that what we see is being an experienced Final Four coach matters. But what the public's thinking is it's not about experience in the Final Four. It's just how good's the coach? And wouldn't we say right now, Chris Beard, like if you asked Haystack who the best coaches are, isn't Beard up and be like, you know who's emerging? Chris Beard. You know, that kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
I think that'd be the case. Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe we have a rare situation, whereas typically experience in the Final Four is expensive, that if it's being talked about, but it's not really experience that people are betting. It's they're betting the big name coaches. They're betting the coaches that they think are really good. Like if Popovich decided to coach college and made the Final Four, would he be bet? Or would they say, oh, 0 Final Four appearances for Popovich? So I think in general, it's more, we're thinking Final Four experience. The public is thinking how good the coaches are. And it strikes me the Beard story has been so dominant in the NCAA tournament that if you said who's better, Izzo or Beard, wouldn't most casual fans would probably say, ah, both are really, really good.
I think that you could definitely say that, RJ.
But now the question is the lack of Final Four experience for Beard a big negative? Even though he is a great coach, even great coaches struggle in new situations. I think we saw it with McVay in the Super Bowl this year.
We did. And what worries me is Beard doesn't have much experience at the Division I level outside of, you know, Texas Tech, who that Texas Tech program never made when he was assistant coach of Final Four. This is a guy, Chris Beard, that was at Angelo State 3 years ago. And now he's in the Final Four. So I do think it's a big question mark.
All right, guys, in about 5 minutes, we're going to do pick graffiti. Now, what is that? It's one of our most popular segments, but we rarely do it. It's like going to a sushi place if you're not a sushi eater. Maybe occasionally that's how pick graffiti is. What is it? You call in and you make your case in 11 words or less. 11 words or less why you like a pick. And we've got Jonas and the call screeners listening saying, no, thank you. Not good enough. Goodbye. And then if you're really good, though, it's like, okay, hold on. So here's the number, 877-99-ON-FOX. That's 877-996-6369. Call now, 11 words or less. What is your top pick? I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Okay, Brad, what's the second factor? So just to kind of recap, because that was a complex concept. In general, you pay too much for the superior coach in the Final Four. But with the case of Beard, there isn't a sense that he's inferior to Izzo, even though in an area I think is super important, Final Four coaching experience, he is inferior. Thus, you may be able to get that experience without paying a premium with Michigan State in this game.
I think that's absolutely the case here because, I mean, in most cases, you would think Michigan State would be laying 3. My other factor, RJ, is you look at who's Texas Tech has struggled with. elite point guards. And Michigan State has not just an elite point guard, but arguably the best point guard in college basketball right now, Cassius Winston. Don't believe me? Ask Duke and Coach K, who said those players for Duke and Coach K in the postgame said, hey, Cassius Winston for Michigan State, the best guard we played against all season.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. We have a doubleheader in the NBA on ESPN tipping off a little over an hour from now. It's the Celtics at the Pacers. Boston is a one-point favorite on pregame.com.
And let me tell you something. Fezzik's not afraid to go lean, 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 lean. Well, he got two likes tonight. Tonight, he's got two likes. What does like mean? It means he's taking off the rubber band.
What are you doing? Wise guy don't carry his money in a wallet. Hey, wise guy carries money in a roll.
Boston, Indiana, under 213. I like it. I bet it. This game is very likely to determine who's going to get the 4 seed in the East and who's going to get the 5 seed. I expect a playoff atmosphere. Both teams to give maximum effort. They're currently tied for the 4th seed. More effort typically translates to better defense. I'm going under 213.
And that's the key distinction, guys, in the NBA especially. But you see it in the Pro Bowl and whatever. When the effort goes down, it doesn't take a lot of effort to shoot. It takes effort to rebound, play defense. So usually in general, late in the season, and we'll be getting some of these games, when you have two teams playing with nothing to play for, they go way over sometimes, Faz, right?
Absolutely. Track meet up and down the court.
And now playoff intensity means more defense. So your first like, you took off the rubber band.
Boston, Indiana, under 213.
Next up, it is the second half of that doubleheader on ESPN. It is the Trailblazers at the Nuggets. Right now, Denver is a 6-point favorite at home.
Just to celebrate, the Fezzik actually likes two games.
Whoa, make me rich, make me rich. Whammies, you can drop that stuff.
Stop on the Denver Nuggets, -6. I like it. I bet it. This is all about Portland's injuries, in particular, Nurkic, their center. He has an injury that I feel is not fully reflected in the line. He has a broken leg. Nurkic is one of those under-the-radar guys that's really, really important to his team, but because his contribution comes more from defense than from offense, I don't feel the odds makers have adjusted enough for his injury. So I like Denver, -6.
All right, so an injury, player's out. Market adjusts, but hey, just like, hey, is it on SportsCenter, slam dunks? Usually offense is basketball sexy. This is a guy, it's not as clear on the stat sheet, not as clear on the rotisserie type leagues, daily fantasy, but more important for the opponent.
Yeah, for the he's their center, so playing defense
when you
for
say
Portland.
They, you mean who?
Portland's defense is compromised because
they
lost their center.
I know you said Portland
center.
Like a minute and a half ago. There's nothing wrong with just saying Portland. What percentage of our audience do you think know who the center of Portland is?
Probably 30%. So we're going to bet against Portland. We're taking Denver -6.
All right, Faz, good job.
We have best bets on the Final Four coming up here in just a moment. Want to let you know the Straight Outta Vegas is brought to you by Maaco. You might not be able to get a new car with your tax refund, but you can make your car feel like it's brand new. All it needs is a great paint job. Come into Maaco today and get your dream paint job during their tax season sales event. It is best bet time, and we start with Brad Powers.
I am going with a player prop, Michigan State here, Kenny Goins. I am going over his point total, over 7.5 points for Kenny Goins. And here's where we're going to take advantage of the laziness of bookmakers, RJ. So most of the time with these player props, you know, bookmakers will look at what that player is averaging for the season, and you'll see that point total in line for the most part with that. We see that here with Kenny Goins, who averages right around 7.5 points per game. That's the mistake. See, in the first 24 games of the season, RJ, Kenny Goins, a key role player for Michigan State. Only 7 times did Kenny top 7.5 points in the first 24 games. Last 14 games, after a key injury for Michigan State, he's become a regular starter. And in the last 14 games, Kenny Goins has topped this point total 10 of the 14 games. I'm going over 7.5, Michigan State, Kenny Goins.
Ooh, dog, is that strong? That is strong. And listen, guys, if you're not a regular listener, you should know, we don't like bookies. They're the competition. A lot of people in Vegas, they're craving bologna sandwiches for free at various events that happen throughout the year from these bookies. I don't need their room temperature bologna sandwiches. This is what I think of bookies.
Cockroaches. Cockroaches.
Our next best bet belongs to Steve Fezzik.
Team total, Texas Tech. I am playing the team total under 65 points. So Texas Tech to go under 65 points. The reason I'm playing it is I lean in the game to Michigan State. And against Texas Tech, I trust Izzo in a Final Four game to be able to coach a little bit better than Chris Beard in this game. And also, what have I seen from Texas Tech recently?
Well, hold on a second. So you're saying you like Tech's team total under, which means what's the team total?
65.
So you think they're going to score less than 65. That's correct. Right. Now, you say the reason I like this is I lean Michigan State, which means in general, you like Michigan State to beat and cover against Texas Tech. Why not just bet Michigan State? Why go under team total Texas Tech?
Because I also have a strong lean to the game to go under. What have I seen from Texas Tech? They've looked to slow it down completely against Michigan. And in their last game, second half against Gonzaga, they slowed the game to a crawl. I expect Texas Tech is going to slow the game down as well here.
So that's fascinating. You take two leans, but because you can extract purely out of the one lean on the slow pace, the other lean against Texas Tech, you go together under team total, Texas Tech. How many points?
Under 65 points, Texas Tech.
That's Steve Fezzik.
All right, best bet time from the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
All right, guys, this is simple. Maybe Beard is as good a coach as Izzo. I'm not sure. But what I know for sure is these Michigan State players feel like Izzo can bring him to the promised land. There's the trust factor. And with Beard, as much as he's loved by his players, and they did make the Elite Eight last year,
yep.
These are mostly new players.
They are.
So I think the bright lights are going to be brightest, are going to be melting early in the game. And one of the things you can bet is which team gets the 10 points first. And to me, I expect Michigan State, whatever edge they have throughout the game, I think they have the biggest edge early because there's going to be the deer in the headlights from Tech and even Coach Beard. So RJ Bell, best bet, Michigan State to score 10 points first, and you only got to lay minus 115.
Looks cheap, doesn't it?
I think it looks cheap. It looks good. I'm taking off the rubber band. First to 10 points, Michigan State.
If you missed any of today's show, including a full preview of the Final Four, you can check it out on foxsportsradio.com. Just check out the podcast section. We are Straight Out of Vegas back on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight Out of Vegas!